This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And General Motors, back to the auto industry for a moment, General Motors has 100 years in the books, and they may be hours away from declaring bankruptcy as the final negotiations with bondholders appear to be going south for the company. Will Markham, GM worker, a member of the United Auto Workers of America and a friend of this program, joins us now. Will, two milestones at once, 100-year anniversary just passing and the impending bankruptcy. What's on the mind for someone like you? The workers really are the continuity of this company at this point.
Well, currently, on what we're taking care of today and tomorrow is we're ratifying our modifications, you know, trying to stay out of this bankruptcy if indeed General Motors does go to bankruptcy.
Now, I've read that among one of the things that is not resolved for General Motors is the level of layoffs and cutbacks and even the final disposition of things like Saturn and Hummer.
Agreed. There's still different plants, but according to our new modified agreement, we did get some assurances that the taxpayers' monies that's going to be used for this bridge loan, that the majority of it is to be kept to strengthen the American industry and not to take it overseas. So we were able to negotiate some language on that.
Now, is it the case that General Motors is asking, or what's left of General Motors is asking, for $50 billion additional dollars from the federal treasury to make this restructuring play out all the way?
You know, I'm really not up on what the dollar figure is at this time. I only know the contractual side of the union, and I know we've done everything in our power. And the union's already come to the table before they went to bankruptcy. We've done everything we can do, and we're not holding out like the bondholders. So if we go into bankruptcy, it'll be the bondholders doing.
And if the UAW ends up holding, a significant stake in this company, perhaps 39%, perhaps, you know, even less, what do you have at the end of the day?
Well, hopefully we'll have more say. There's been, you know, not to sound arrogant, you know, but as a union, we felt that we've seen a lot of this coming for a lot of years and have tried to be that voice of reason. And because of certain financial decisions, you know, they didn't listen to us. So hopefully it'll give us more say and maybe we can head off some of this. You know, we didn't agree with the Delphi split off. Delphi went into bankruptcy. You know, now we're having to buy some of it back because we're so dependent on those parts. So,
interesting. That's a good point, Will. You make a really good point. You know, it's just crossing the wires now from the Associated Press. The GM is going to make another offer to the bondholders if they agree not to oppose the Chapter 11 asset sale. What's your reaction to that? And what's the general feeling about the bondholders by UAW rank and file?
Well, we feel that that's where the problem's been all the time. The union's taken a bad rap, and really, we've always catered to the bondholders and the stockholders, and, you know, and that's why so much of the American work, and maybe not even when you talk about the possible vehicles that we have put out on the market, has been catered to those people more than, say, us who do the assembly.
Well, and look into a very uncertain future, to use a cliche I don't like to use, but we have to here. Will Markham, GM worker, member of the UAW, thanks for joining us from Pontiac.
Thanks for having me again.